It's said that soldiers work hard and they play hard. The hard work is evident in the amount of hours they spend on duty. For the average field troop, that amounts to about 12 hours a day. Often more, but seldom less. Of course, all that hard work deserves a reward, often in the form of beer. The post exchange goes through about 1,000 cases a week, and the next closest civilian party store averages about 600 cases a week when the guard is in town. Putting a calculator to those figures, you find out they drink about 40,000 cans of beer a week. Although the evidence seemed to point otherwise, drinking isn't the only pastime of soldiers at annual training. The Northern Michigan area offers the traditional tourist attractions, canoeing, fishing, golfing, bumper cars, and the perennial favorite, tours at Mackinac Island. Every year, some 40,000 men and women invade the North dressed in green, sporting protective masks, M16 rifles, and lots of OD green army gear. According to the Eastern Michigan Tourists Bureau, each guardsman brings with him or her 2.5 people. They spend about $15 million in the North, with most of it spent in grailing. The aftershock-type effect of troops and their money triples that $15 million to about $45 million that eventually enter the local economy. The second week at annual training is spent out in the field with the stars overhead and acorns underneath, but on Thursday, the troops will be free to get back down to the thing, other than soldiering, that they do best, enjoying themselves. From high atop Wilson Hill, with the guard at Grayling, this is Lieutenant Joan Sheridan for WMUK News.